Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Back in the hot seat.
Back in action on this fine Wednesday.
For a girl talk. We're talking a bit about weddings. We're talking a bit about bringing your own alcohol to things. We're talking about paying.
The host. The rules around hosting and paying.
Dating app bios.
Yes. Because what it is with the... Because obviously, you know, if I was having a wedding and I was doing it abroad, I'm expecting you to pay for your own flights.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is because I feel like when I was younger, I always thought...
You paid for everyone to come out.
Me too. Obviously, like, if you're inviting me to fucking Italy, get me the flight then.
Right.
But that's not
that's
real
not
life.
How it goes.
If I'm invited to a wedding in Spain, I'm going to have to buy my own flight and accommodation.
Yeah.
I wonder if Courtney and Travis paid for everyone.
I mean,
yes.
I would like to think. Come on, guys.
They got the jets.
You've got the budget, I think.
Yeah. See, in that circumstance, I would expect... If I was invited to Courtney and Travis's wedding, I would expect my
flight paid for.
And my hotel covered.
Well, I think they'd probably just hire out a hotel for everyone in the same
way. I think they just paid for the entire... Maybe one day we'll be lucky enough to do that for the guests.
We could dream big.
Depends how many guests we have.
Could maybe drive you all down
if
the road.
If we keep it initial family.
Keep it small.
We keep it to siblings.
Keep it short and sweet.
And close friends. Mothers and fathers.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Well, welcome back, guys.
Yes.
Hey, you've had a good week.
Yes.
We've not really got much to report. Should we just dive in?
Hit us with the question of the week, please.
So, question of the week this week
is
one of you actually emailed in. Let me read your email first because this, you know, links. So she's saying dating bio apps. Hi, girls. I've just come out of a 4-year relationship. It wasn't the best thing for me, so we ended it.
Good.
I feel like a weight has been lifted off me, and I just feel so much better being out of the relationship.
Amazing.
Well, great vibes to start this episode off with.
That's lovely news. Very happy about that.
I've joined some dating apps, such as Tinder and Hinge, just to see what's out there and dip my toe in the dating world.
It's all about dipping the toes.
The thing is, I've not been single in my 20s ever, so the dating world has changed since I was 18, 19.
Right.
I'm now 24.
Right. Wait, and is I'm this just, the question of the week?
Yeah, no, this is what the question of the week is based off, this girl's dilemma. I'm just giving her some background.
Oh.
So I'm now 24 and I'm just not sure what to put as a bio or even how or what to talk to boys about.
Of course.
Any advice would be appreciated.
It's a tricky one.
So the question of the week is
help
the gals out who need a good dating app bio.
What would be our initial thoughts?
What
I mean, I struggle with this because I don't feel like I've got away with words in the sense of writing witty stuff.
I think, do you know what I think
and
is a
sticking
funny,
by it?
I think what a funny dating app bio is,
right,
is if someone,
because I don't know if I'm brave enough to have such a witty,
let's say, like, it's like, It's like The Office, like season 3, episode 5, timestamp 10 minutes and 33 seconds.
I love that.
And then you go on and you see, and yeah. I, you see what yeah. that is. Like, that to me is funny.
And you gauge a sense of their humor. Yes. Especially if you watch The Office 2.
Yeah.
Or if it's like a Friends clip.
Yes.
Friends or The Office is very classic.
Very classic.
And then it's the easy points. Talking point. You're like, oh, that clip yeah. was total, love that you show. Know, amazing. Yeah, I love that show. Or like if you're a Modern Family stan, you could do Modern Family little time stan. You can find your people.
Yes.
You know?
So this is what some of you guys have said, because I feel like you guys are much weirder than us.
Yeah.
Oh, this girl said, let me know if you want me to message first. That's quite funny.
Oh, that is funny. a little mind game little trick there.
This girl says...
Yeah. That's actually real funny. Let me know if you want me to
message. This is a Harry Potter fan looking for someone to explore my Chamber of Secrets.
I'm Slytherin. Hubble.
This girl says, I list 3 or 4 simple small facts about me. Like,
factual and straight to the point. I'm a dog enthusiast.
Right.
I love running on the weekends.
Martinis.
And I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Look at this girl. Fun, flirty and thriving. Think you can keep up?
Oh! Think you can keep up with me? Send me a message first.
Oh, this girl's put swipe for a summer of fun.
So sweet.
Oh, this girl said aspiring MILF. That's funny.
Love that.
Mine is that girl you always see in your dreams. And she put actually a great conversation starter.
But you get some cringy replies to that. Are you...
Someone's put hashtag live, laugh, love. Oh, here we go. I literally used to just write any meme or movie reference. Yes. And if they got it, I'd bomb with them. Yeah, right. That's a great thing to...
It's good because if you're like a Friends fan...
Yes.
And you go on a date with someone who's like, I don't get Friends.
Yeah.
And
you're like, some people on Hinge would have like hate Friends. I'd be like, you're fucking miserable then if you hate Friends.
There's no reason. I'd be like, that's a red flag. Look, no offense. There's no reason on this planet why you should dislike Friends.
There's no
it's
reason.
It's simply comedy that everyone should understand.
Right.
It makes no
it's
sense.
It's lighthearted, good content.
It's just good fun.
Yeah.
So if you're not good fun in enjoying Friends.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
I'll buy you the first drink if you message me first.
Cute.
What else have we got here? I'm here. Now, what were your 2 other wishes? That's funny.
That is a good one.
That's funny.
That's a good one.
This girl says, I write frequently asked questions, the answer to them about my photos because I got bored of answering the same messages all the time.
Oh. Straight to the point. We like it efficient. Not wasting very efficient. Any time.
What else have we got here?
So what, like, I've got 2 sisters, I'm half Italian, my dad's a hairdresser, so these are all the basic questions.
Right.
I live in London, I'm from Nottingham. Please don't ask me these boring questions, these are the simple facts about me.
What else have we got here? This girl said, if you love coffee, I'll love you. And she's put brackets, works a treat.
That's real cute.
Ask a question, like pasta or pizza.
Yeah.
And something bold. Like, bet I can squat more than you. Oh, so try to be like, ha, 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 I'm a gym girl.
I remember my only conversation starter was the pasta conversation.
Yeah, that was
I
always
some
yours.
Some sort of prompt to do with pasta.
Yours was like, I eat pasta 7 days a week.
Yeah, and every time it was like,
I can cook you pasta.
Yeah, it was like, ooh, you like pasta. It was like every, I was like,
And mine was, mine was the, like, we'll get along if I put you watch The Office. Right. And it was always UK or US though, UK
yeah,
or US
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I was like, yeah. That's always what I got.
You
got
to give them some
to work with.
Because then you're starting with a conversation instead of
I'm
like,
hopeless and awkward and desperate for love.
Aww.
What's that from?
I don't know.
What's
that
film?
From?
I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love. Aww. What's that from?
Oh, it's Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler. I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love.
I have never. That is not ringing a bell for me at all.
Really?
No.
Friends reference, Chandler.
It's not.
Football season may... Oh, this is good, girls. Yeah. Football season may be over, but still might be time to find you a keeper.
Oh! You see, I'm sorry. I don't have the confidence to do such a line. No, but it's good, though, because you're starting off with a conversation. It's not just like, hey, how are you?
Exactly.
You know, because
it's starting somewhere
that
fun.
Can be really hard to get into a conversation from just like a hey and a hey.
Yeah. And like, how are you?
How are
like,
you
good.
Today? Like, how's your day been? It's just like, oh
it's
my
hard
God,
to get
stale.
Like your personality across in that type of conversation with anyone.
Whereas if you actually nail a really good, you know, thing like that, you'll be a pro, and you'll be able to sift through people bit easier because you'll be able to get to know which ones you're going to get along with and
absolutely.
Who you're not quite going to get along with, who doesn't really get your vibe, you know?
These were some great responses, guys. We're going to have to save these if we ever become single again. I put these on my dating profiles.
Add these to the log.
This girl's part, I won't fall at your feet, but you can fall at mine.
Oh, wow. Queen energy. We're like it. Mm. Not falling at anyone's feet, you're going to fall at mine.
30, flirty and thriving. A
nice.
Classic.
A classic for the 30s and overs.
Paintings only. This girl's
Paintings
foot.
Paintings only.
This girl said, say rule. You've never been on a boat and you'll go on loads of boat rides.
Oh.
Let me take you on a boat. I can take you on a
Here
boat.
Here to experience a yacht. Preferably a mega yacht. Down
I love being
on
a private jet.
Yeah.
Oh, these are really fun. Right, well, I hope that's helped at least one person out there.
It will have, surely.
There were some good ones in there.
I think it's about just being confident.
A talking point.
And a talking point. And just being a bit true to yourself and just having a laugh. I think it's not as serious as it needs to be.
Absolutely.
Like, I know it is, you know, if you're actually looking for a partner, it is.
You
want to
find someone who's compatible.
100%. But just have a bit of fun on them. Like, they're just there to be fun.
Yeah. That was fun. I enjoyed that, guys. We should do that more often.
Thank you, everyone. Baby. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Girls, I need your help.
Wow.
We're here for you.
We're happy to help.
If my friends are hosting from home and plan a nice evening for all the girls to come over, is it cheeky of them to ask for money/booze, etc., when it's their decision to be the host?
£5 entry.
So it's £5 entry at the door. If you're coming round, guys, it's £10 entry. Sorry, we've got the nice stuff tonight, okay?
I've been to
Waitrose. I went to M&S and I got, you know, the cake in the jars.
Right, Whispering Angel.
Yeah, so cough up. Mm. This is no treat from me, okay? You pay your way in this life, okay? Just treat it like you're at a restaurant, okay?
I do understand.
No, the thing is, like, it makes sense, of course.
It makes sense.
You're coming round, you're consuming food I've bought, give me some money. It's like, you don't go into a restaurant
and eat for free.
You're in my home, so you're paying for the food you're eating, right? So we can calculate how many glasses of wine you had, Sarah. It's £5 a glass. Okay, you had 4 glasses, Sarah. It's 20 quid. You know how much that bottle cost? It was a 70 quid bottle, right? So it's £5 a glass.
Give people a bill at the end.
You're keeping a tally
of what you had.
Sarah, you had a lot of cheese and crackers tonight. You know how expensive that camembert is, Sarah? That's a far way to a cheesemonger's to get that.
oh my God.
I mean, it makes sense. Technically, it makes sense.
Technically it does. You want calamari, you pay for the
calamari. Calamari's fucking pricey. Fish, top of the range fish. Frying it in my oil that I bought myself. You're going to have to pay for that. Let's finish. She's saying, whenever I have the girls over, it's my decision to host. Therefore, I provide the drinks, food, etc. And I don't ask them for a penny. Since it's my decision to have them over.
Yeah.
So it's like, listen, if you want to host, you fucking host. Mm. The role of the host is you're hosting. You're providing
the spread. Yeah.
It's like if I invited Sophia around for a night with a private chef.
Wow.
You know, I
When's
was
this
like,
happening?
I'm getting a chef in.
Something by surprise.
This is something I thought we'll do in later life. Get a chef in, have a night, you know, a lovely meal cooked for us. Mm. Won't be like, right, so that's £100 a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little surprise bill at the end. So it's like, I invited you into my space.
Right.
You know, you had no choice in what, you know, in the cuisine.
In what the oh my God, this is
if
hilarious.
If it's going to be a BYOB,
bring your own booze.
If it's going to be a bring your own booze kind of evening, why not go out instead? Okay, I understand that.
So it's like, if we're all going to be spending money, why aren't we?
If you're inviting me to come to yours, but I'm having to pay you,
why don't
I'd
we just
rather
go
out.
Restaurant.
I don't want to sit in your fucking living room. I'd rather go out. Right. I'm always happy to bring over drinks as a gesture.
Yes, of course.
But what are the boundaries to hosting? Mm. Should I expect my friends to host, or are they right to ask their guests to bring the food/drinks to everyone? Thank you so much.
Listen, I think when it's like maybe like barbecue vibes, it's like everyone bring a dish, like those kind of like, you know, it's a big group of people. Because then people like, I'll bring a potato salad.
As a host.
People like, oh, I'll bring the this and this.
Right.
Like,
as a host,
I make a really good, you know, pasta bake. I'll bring that.
Right. You have to make
that
clear.
That's social.
You have to make it clear what the soiree is going to be.
Right.
If I'm saying, guys, come round to mine, you know, let's, you know, yeah, have a barbecue.
Everyone bring your favorite dish.
You know, bring booze, whatever. I'll have a bit there, but, you know, bring whatever. That's very clear to me. Okay, what we're going to have to turn up with some in. Yeah. You're not going to charge me at the door, are you? Because I'm going to at least have a bottle of wine and something to bring. You're not going to charge me at the door.
At least you can eat your food for free.
At least I can eat my own food. I'm like, well, Susan, I didn't eat any of your pasta. I just ate what I bring, so don't try to charge me. I only had some tap water.
I saw you get a Coke out the fridge. I didn't, that wasn't me, Sarah.
No, no.
Don't try and charge me
for that. That was a multi-pack from Lidl, Sarah. Relax. Right. So if you make it clear.
Yes.
But I do think it might be a bit, because I do think it's just a rule. If you're hosting and you're inviting people around,
I think it's cheeky.
You're providing the food. Because think, these people, they're not expecting to be spending. If I was going around to yours for
you're
an evening of hosting, I'm not expecting to get my cards
money.
Out or have to transfer you some cash. I'm not thinking, because, do we need to bring some money with us tonight? So we might charge us.
Because I'm saying to you, come round to mine for the night.
Exactly.
I'm going to cook this. I've got this. We're going to watch
we'll
this.
We'll crack open a bottle of this.
You're the host.
I'm not then going to charge you. I get it. I think if you're transparent and say, look, if you could just give me a bit of money for the food.
Yeah, for the food chart.
If you say 100%, okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, then you can decide whether you want to go or not, whether you want to go out properly and spend money in a restaurant or spend money on Susan's food that you might not enjoy. You don't get a choice of what she's going to provide.
Susan might burn the food.
Susan might make some really weird shit, you know? You got to give her what? 20 quid? But I think as long as you make it clear what the deal is.
Yes, up front.
Up front. But like, guys, come to mine,
because,
bring
like,
your own
bringing,
shit.
Like, you know, if you were the host, say, like, let's say I'm going to host, right? I could be like, I'm going to do all the food, but everyone bring a bottle of wine or everyone bring a drink, like, bring your own booze.
You're
like,
making
that's
it
the
clear.
Thing. Like, if you have a massive birthday party, like, sometimes it's like, bring your own booze.
Well, it's like, I've been to family functions.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, sometimes we're bringing, mum's making food to bring and we're bringing drinks. Or sometimes it's we show up and
it's all there.
It's all there and there's meals there and all the food's already laid out and no one's charging.
Yeah. No one's going to pay for it. Everyone does it differently.
I think it's like, if you decide to host, it's like, to personally, if I decided to host in my flat and I was like, XYZ, come round, let's have some drinks and some food, I would be expecting but I want my guests to arrive at my house.
Empty-handed.
Yeah, and I want to provide, because
I'm providing.
That's a love language, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hosting and cooking and getting the food and feeding people is a love language, I think.
It's like, I've invited you to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Like, this is my gig that I'm hosting.
It's a happiness for people to host.
Like, it's like, we don't go to a Harry Styles concert and expect to be the ones with the microphones, right? He's hosting us.
Right, of course.
We're there to enjoy.
Of
but
course.
We are paying for that, I suppose.
Yeah, that doesn't quite work.
I don't really know what that analogy came from.
It makes sense.
But like, you're the host. You're providing the service here.
I think it's totally fine to charge people to come around to your house.
Are we going to normalize that?
But if you want to be up front, then go ahead.
You do you.
If you want to be like, look, guys, you can come round, but I'm going to charge you 15
£10 pound entry.
Right? Like, totally. I get it, you know.
But that's why I prefer I do understand that, but that's why I prefer the stance of, I'm going to do all the food. If you can bring your own alcohol, bring the booze. Then it's fair. It's level.
Like I said, just got to make it clear. No surprises on the night.
On the door.
As long as there's no surprise on the door, we're fine.
To do a ticket.
But
next.
I do think.
Sorry, guys, it's sold out.
The host is sorry.
The dinner's sold
guys,
out.
Guys, we've run out of food. I mean, you can pay entry if you want, but we've got no booze or food
there's
left.
There's nothing inside.
There's nothing inside.
Oh, gosh.
But I think the part of the role of a host is providing,
because then it's like, if you don't want to do that, don't be the host.
Right, make someone else be the host.
Yeah,
right. But then I suppose host could just be like, you're coming to my house and bring your own food. I'm not hosting food and drink.
It's almost like when friends,
you want a
groups,
beer, you have a beer.
It's like,
I don't drink beer, so why am I going to buy beer for you when I'm not drinking the beer?
It's like when friendship groups do like a come down with me situation, and they all go around. It's fun. It's like a fun dinner night.
Then that's something you plan all as a group, isn't it?
And then everyone's having their night where they're...
But if no one was expecting to do anything on a Saturday night and Susan was like, everyone, come to mine, I'm going to host. And then surprised you with... I would expect Susan
What about if, like, let's say, like, we've got loads of people around.
Right.
Let's say you go,
right? Because I suppose it's like a birthday party.
It is.
So say I was like, everyone, I'm having a birthday party. Woohoo! Celebrating my 25th. Everyone come out. And on the door,
so then
I was
let's
charging.
Say we're all going to the club,
right?
Are you picking up the whole tab in the club
for the birthday?
Yeah. Are you paying for the table?
If I was like, everyone will go into the club,
yeah.
But then I would also expect it's my birthday. Everyone's going to treat me.
Right. Everyone's going to buy
it's
me drinks.
It's a bit different when it's the birthday. But so if what it was like you if were I'd, going... If I'd hosted out a room, you know, and paid for the food up front and I was providing everyone with a meal, I'd expect me to pay.
Yeah. What about if, like, you were all going around to your friends and so it was a last, you know, more of a last minute thing and then it was... So say, like, everyone's coming to my house or whatever and it's like we're ordering pizza.
Oh.
Am I paying for pizza for eight girls that have come around?
Right.
Or are we split? Like, where... What happens then?
I think then it's if you're willing to pay, you say, guys, I'm going to get this. We're in my, again, it's my
we're
night.
We're in my house.
Or, you know, I would hope, you know, I would probably be like, no, do you want me to, you
but
know.
But that's more of like a last minute like, spontaneous.
In spontaneous circumstances, it depends how generous the host is feeling.
Right.
Like if all the other girls aren't willing to pay, they're probably going to sit back and be like, well, Sophia's got this.
Yeah. But Sophia's house.
But I'm sure, oh, I'll give you the blah, blah, blah for that. I don't expect you to pay for everyone's pizza. Pizza adds up. Well, £10 a pizza would put eight girls 100
it's
quid.
Expensive.
But it's just about, I don't know.
It's funny, isn't it?
Being courteous to the
guests.
It's like when you go on a first date. He's invited you out. Look, if he's invited me on a date, I'm expecting him to pay. But I'll always put in the offer.
True.
You know, and I suppose it's like when you go round to someone's house for an event. If Sophia was hosting and I was like, do you want me to bring anything?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, honestly, I've got it.
Yeah.
Don't need to bring anything.
That's the polite thing.
You still bring a bottle.
Mm.
You still bring something because that's just...
Flowers,
isn't that
even.
Just courtesy?
Yeah,
that's
you don't
what
show up
do.
Empty-handed.
Right. Mm. Even if they said, don't bring... You still bring a dessert.
Yeah.
You still bring...
Just even that they can put it in their freezer.
Yeah.
And they can just have
well,
it
just
themselves.
But even if we're not drinking the wine, it's just like, here's the wine.
Yeah.
Look.
They've got for a different occasion. You've almost reimbursed them.
Right.
You know, you've
well, just
you've
so
contributed.
You don't feel like you're in debt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Gosh, hosting, hey?
Goodness.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, wedding bells are ringing, guys. They always are in the girl talk.
Jesus.
So we've got...
It's wedding season as well, because we were saying, all the weddings that were pushed back from COVID, I feel like are finally happening this summer, because this is the summer where I think everything's kind of back
and
to normal.
Everyone seems to be on a hen right now.
Right, everyone's on a hen. Mm. When I went away last week, so many hen do's and stag do's.
Really?
Also, I saw a stag do, Sophia.
Oh,
they had t-shirts. It actually traumatised me.
My God.
There was a stag do. They had t-shirts on with...
I don't think I want to know.
It was, you know, like a warning sign like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, with a triangle.
Pictures of sperm in it. Pictures of sperm.
Right.
Then on the back, a massive vagina. Like, what's the like, medical... drawing of a vagina.
What
you know, like when it's like the ovaries and the you know, the
okay.
So on the front it had sperm and it was like, what happens on the stag do stays on the stag do, and sperm and a vagina on the back. And I didn't get it at first. I was like, what does that mean? He was like, that's sperm.
Oh my God.
I was like, that is sperm.
Oh my God.
And a vagina. And what happens on the stag do stays on the stag do.
Excuse me.
I was literally going to be sick.
Oh my God.
And the stag had a captain hat on.
Oh,
you know, like
my
he was sailing the ship of the sperm almost. That's
oh
how
my
I
God.
Interpreted it.
Oh, that's scary.
And I was traumatized.
I think a lot of, I mean, I'm not going to say a lot of men, but I think we'd be surprised at the amount of grooms that actually cheat on the bride on the stag do. Have you not seen on TikTok?
Yeah,
and it's like, if your boyfriend's in this airport right now on this flight, blah, blah, blah,
that's
he's
the vibes I got from
you.
That. I thought, yeah. Those t-shirts. If my fiance even thought about putting on wearing those, I'd break up. I'd be like, well, this is off then.
Excuse me?
Because you're putting sperm and a vagina on a t-shirt. You say, what happens in a stag do stays on? I was like, what does that mean? Obviously, it means something. I know what that means.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
So we've got, do I even want to go to my best friend's wedding?
Fuck me. How did we get here?
I know. What's going on? So,
I mean, I understand not wanting to go to some people's weddings.
Yeah, but your best mate.
But your best mate, because there's some people's weddings, I'm like, oh God, if you got married, I wouldn't want to go to your
wedding. Right.
But that's personal. That's a different thing.
We have a trio situation here.
Right.
There is me and my best friend, let's call her Sarah. We've been best friends for 13 years and inseparable.
Wow.
There is also another girl, let's call her Lucy.
Nice. So we're a trio here. We're best friends.
We're a trio. Three's
a crowd.
We were good friends in high school and college until she got a boyfriend. We slowly started to drift and she became unavailable all the time.
Okay.
A year passed and I have just moved back home from university, and me and Sarah decided to get back in contact with Lucy as things were good for around 3 months. She came to plans, but we would have to chase her constantly to confirm if she was coming. So they were kind of on the mend, but it wasn't great.
So she was
Lucy's just a bit of a
she's just being a bit distant. She's obviously going on with someone in life.
Now 3 months on, she's got engaged to her boyfriend. She is unreachable, almost taking 2 to 3 hours to reply to the text group chat, cancelling plans 20 minutes before we're due to go.
Lucy.
That's not nice.
Lucy.
So 2 weeks ago, me and Sarah invited her to drink some food after not seeing her for 2 weeks, and she always has an excuse not to go unless the plans are now involving her wedding. So here is the real issue. Her hen do is costing us almost £150 before we even get there. We also have to pay for our bridesmaids' dresses. Okay, so you guys are the bridesmaids. Okay.
So who's the maid of honour? Maybe a sibling or something.
Maybe. And pay for her on the same day of the hen do. This is a lot of money to spend on someone who doesn't make any effort for us.
It's true.
She never texts first or comes out and wants us to pay this amount of money. Do we just cut ties and not go? Or do we just deal with the fact that it's one-sided friendship group, that's one-sided friendship, and go to the wedding? Sorry, I'm confused. You guys are bridesmaids. Yeah,
shit,
you are.
Mate. Well, yeah, they're the childhood best friends.
So you've been friends for 13 years.
And she's thought by default, because they're my longest standing friends, you're my bridesmaids and you've got to come. Even though right now as it stands in your friendship, she's making no effort.
She has been for like a year pretty much, sounds like it.
She's cancelling. So like if you met her now, it's kind of like when you judge a relationship. If you measure your friendship now as it stands, you'd be like, well, this isn't a friendship.
Yeah,
right.
You're
only going on the fact that you've been friends for 13 years.
You're only going on the history. I mean, not the current situation.
I get it. Hendus are expensive. You've got to pay your own way. You know, we're not doing a Courtney and Travis
thing.
We're paying for the bride. We're paying for our wedding, our bridesmaids' dresses. Mm. You know, when we're out on the Hendu, we're going to be buying drinks and paying for transport. And, you know, it's going to add up. And you're thinking, I don't even really give a shit about you anymore, Lucy, to be honest. Because you've not been making effort with me.
Right.
You've been cancelling. So why should I be forking out this cash?
You're almost questioning, like,
hang on, party.
Would you do this for me?
Right.
Because it doesn't seem like it.
That's exactly the question you've got to ask. Mm. That's spot on there. Yeah. I don't think she would. I don't think she'd show up to your hen do.
I don't think she would.
Or I think she'd probably show up with a bad attitude. I don't know. It sounds like she doesn't really care about you guys anymore.
But the fact that she's asked you to be her bridesmaid, that's got to be something.
Maybe she's just...
Like, you're not just going to the hen. You're a bridesmaid. I'm picturing there's maybe one other person, maid of honour, and it's you two, like her long best friends.
Is she...
You and Sarah are obviously just much closer, and you said you have been.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. So she may be... Yeah, you're not really a trio. She's kind of just like, she dips in and out of this friendship. She's not a constant.
So obviously she's got this... Beyonce. She's obviously very preoccupied. She's on to her next chapter. Maybe she's just struggling to manage and balance this new life. She's planning a wedding. She's got a fiance to, you know, also keep in the... I don't know, but the cancelling last minute, I think it's never
like
really okay. It's never okay.
20 minutes.
Unless you're like going to the hospital.
I'm already here.
Unless you've like got in a car
accident.
You know.
Unless it's serious.
Unless it's serious. But multiple times, I think it's not okay.
Mm.
But I think it warrants a chat with Lucy. Just be like, look, you've been super distant. We miss you. Look, I don't want this to seem like we're having a go, but this has really been affecting us. We've really been trying to arrange things with you.
You always cancel.
You know, you've cancelled a handful of times
now. You don't make an effort with us.
We feel like you don't make an effort with us. And now, you know, we're going to your wedding. So happy for you, by the way. Really proud of you. Really happy for you. But it feels like you don't really make an effort with us, don't really care much. But and then see how she reacts. Just be honest.
Thing is,
don't say like, oh, we don't know if we want to come to your wedding, don't know if we want to pay for that, you know. Say that, but see if this friendship
because
still
for
has
her,
value to her.
Obviously she's the bride, this is her hen, this is her wants, and this is her hen,
right?
So for her this is a super big deal. So, like, it's her hen.
I think we forget how much of a big deal hen do's are to the brides,
right?
Okay,
like this is their like celebratory,
right,
like, party
with the gals.
For you it's like, I'm just paying
for
all this money
to go for a party,
to go.
And then
it's like the question of the week. I'm paying, you know, to go to an event, which
you'd be more willing to do it for someone who you actually are friends with. You're not really even friends with Lucy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you're thinking, right? So I'm gonna waste a weekend now, paying money for someone I don't really give a shit about. And it's just like, for what?
It's a lot of effort.
You know, it's a lot of effort. You've got to pay for your fucking bridesmaid's dress as well.
Yeah,
which is,
yeah.
They're all things you normally have to pay for.
But from the bride's perspective, she's like, but it's my wedding. This is my wedding.
Yeah.
Like, of course everyone should be more than up for making the effort. Like,
everyone
wants
super
to
willing.
Spend. Like, it's my wedding.
You should
like,
feel
you've got
like
all
this is
the enthusiasm when it's your day.
Of course.
But you've got to kind of remember that to everyone else, this isn't as important as it is
but
to me.
Just like Sophia said, like Lucy's probably like, everyone needs to be obsessed with my day and everything. But would she show that same energy for you? You've got to. You're the only one who knows that.
Yeah.
You know, whether she would.
I mean, I think.
Like, you've got to get her a gift. You've got to get a wedding gift.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do all that shit.
And the thing is, like, I think, to be honest, you've got to decide if you still want Lucy in your life or not.
Right.
Because if you're not going to this hen, then that's a big move.
That's probably about it.
Because you're the bridesmaids. So that's a very big...
To have two bridesmaids drop out.
Fucking
that,
hell.
To me, it'll be like, right, they're not my friends anymore.
But this also kind of, to me, says that maybe there's been a massive miscommunication.
Me too.
And that maybe... What's the bride called? Lucy.
Lucy.
Let's say Lucy, she's maybe just genuinely unaware of the current situation.
Because she's so busy and wrapped up.
Yeah, like you two have really been thinking like, oh my God, she's cancelling, blah, 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 blah. But maybe from her side, it's totally innocent, it's totally genuine, and she's just not really aware of how... Because if she's asked you both to be her bridesmaids, come on. So the fact, you know, it's hard to understand how you can be in such different mindsets, the two of you. Does that make sense? So maybe you just need an honest chat with Lucy and be like,
I think an honest chat with Lucy.
What's gone on here? Like, are you aware of how you've treated us as friends?
Yeah.
Are you aware that you don't make an effort, you don't reply to our messages, you've cancelled?
Right.
Like, are you aware of how that makes us feel?
Right.
Like, I'm actually very shocked that you want us to be bridesmaids.
Because it doesn't feel like it.
You know, we haven't really been close friends or in each other's lives
for about a year.
While.
Yeah.
Like, you don't make an effort to hang out with us, so I'm surprised.
For her, she might be clinging on to the history aspect. Like, oh, they're my longest standing friends.
They've got to be
You
there.
Know, kind of like, you know when, like, they're always going to be around.
Yes.
They're never going to leave.
Because, almost taking you for granted.
Right. And maybe she's putting more effort into her newer friends and therefore sacrificing.
That need more maintaining.
Right. That need
more
maintaining
attention.
Now because, you know, they're new. And maybe she's got all these, you know, I don't know, other people to entertain. And she's thinking, oh, well, they're fine because, you know, I don't need to see them all the time because, you know, I've known them for 10 years. Maybe that's how she, again, like, just talk to her and just see. Look, she'll probably be like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Maybe she'll
be, what?
Yeah.
I'd expect her. I wasn't expecting this. I'm so sorry you guys feel like this. I value you so much. I really want you to be my bridesmaid. And then you'll be like, do you know what? We'll go to the wedding. You know, brilliant. We've got our answers. She's just going through a busy time. She's not juggling a town well. And that's all it could be.
See, don't make any decisions before you have a conversation with her.
Or she is just using you as, you know, fillers and just...
Right.
once,
like, has she got eight bridesmaids?
Do you know what I mean? How many bridesmaids has she got? We don't know. I think have a conversation with her. But then, yeah, if you don't want to be friends with her, don't be a part of the wedding, and you'll never have to speak to the girl again, to be honest, if you decide not to be a bridesmaid anymore.
It's just, for me, the point that you're a bridesmaid and you're questioning probably if you even want to go. I'm like, how can you be on such different pages? Right. The bride wants you to be a bridesmaid and you're not sure if you want to go.
Because if I was someone's bridesmaid, Jesus.
You would hope that you wouldn't be thinking, do I even want to go?
Right.
Like, you would hope.
If I was someone's closest friend to be a bridesmaid, Jesus Christ.
Right. How can you be on such different pages? That's what it is for me. Yeah.
Same.
Another conversation needs to be had with her, I think.
I think so.
I think, you know, if she is, you know, being you know, not really making the effort and not really showing up how you hoped, then so be it.
I think there's been a lot of unspoken... I just think you've just not spoken about how things have planned out.
It's all been under the radar.
And I think...
Her not making an effort, her cancelling, you know. Baby. Okay, guys, right. Okay. Last dilemma. This is interesting. We've never had a dilemma like this.
This is, I think, more normal than it may seem.
Than we think.
Yeah, I think so. So everyone take this in. My boyfriend wants me to sleep with other guys. Now, we've had similar stuff to this before. I feel like we've had, like, my boyfriend kind of want, you know, or like, I want to go and experience.
Yes. Someone else
for open a while. Relationship. To see whether I want to actually remain with my partner. Yeah. I feel like we've had those kind of vibes before, but not this, like, your boyfriend be like, go and sleep with someone else.
I want you to.
Like, go and experience it. I don't know. Wow. So hi girls, please keep this very anonymous. Absolutely. Don't worry, Sarah, don't we will. Worry. I can see your real name there, but
we're not gonna say that.
Sarah. Sorry for the bluntness of the subject. I know you're not a sex podcast, and this is a bit of an X-rated one.
Not a sex podcast.
But I've been really struggling recently. I don't know who to ask for advice.
Nothing's off limits here, guys.
Guys, I'm sure we can solve this case.
Nothing's off topic.
So I've been with my boyfriend for a year now.
Not
with
long.
Some of that spent in long distance as I'm studying in Spain. We visited each other quite a lot, but he's back in the UK now. So we're long distance, is that right?
Okay.
To keep things spicy, he suggested a few months ago, oh my God, so we're saying this is like a...
Right, let's keep this alive.
As a spicy thing. I don't know if this is normal. The plot thickens. So he's saying, to keep things spicy, he suggested a few months ago that I should sleep with someone else and tell him all about it. Oh my goodness me. Maybe even send some sexy Snapchats. He made it clear he had no interest in sleeping with anyone. It has been kind of a kink for ages to be made to feel competitive and jealous. Right. Okay, so he wants to feel jealousy.
And almost have this, like, one ownership of you. And be like, whoa,
she's out there sleeping. I need to come back so I can come back.
Like, you're mine.
Right.
I get it. I get that, actually.
I get the... I get how
you've got there.
Me too. I was a bit apprehensive.
I appreciate his honesty.
Well, he's saying it's a kink of his. You know, they've been together for a year. It's probably time to open up to the kinks. So I was a bit apprehensive, as it's quite an out there thing to do. I've never really enjoyed having casual sex and love being monogamous. So this would be going against quite a lot of my instincts.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to cheat on your boyfriend.
Naturally, when you're apart from your boyfriend, you're not looking around at other males seeing who you're going to court.
Right.
It's not a normal thing to do. So now it's weird if your boyfriend's requested you to go out on such a task.
Do that.
When he's not
literally
even in the country.
Like, I'm going out tonight to find someone to sleep because my boyfriend told me to.
But also, I feel like that might be quite hard to kind of, if you're like, this is the night I'm going to find, you know, it might be quite hard to, you're almost forcing it. I don't know. If you've never, like, been a one-night stand kind of person, how would you even go about that if you've never experienced it before? Regardless, since I love him, I want to be open to his kinks.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure thing, girl.
So, I mean, I don't think I would. I couldn't. But I appreciate you want to be open, but I think there's a fine line between being open and doing something you don't want to do.
Exactly.
You shouldn't do anything you don't want to do to make your partner happy.
Exactly.
But if you're genuinely open and willing, then
yes. But also that goes for like, some people want to do all shit in the bedroom, and if you're not comfortable with it, you've got to say no.
You've
like,
got, exactly. You've
there, come, there is a line, but,
and
like,
you're allowed to say no in a relationship. Doesn't exactly. mean someone's going to break up with you. Mm. Like, in this instance, I don't think he's going to break up with you just because you're not going to sleep with someone else. I think you're all right.
Exactly. Okay?
So, like...
You can still say no in a relationship.
Right. Especially in this, like... Mm. I don't think he's going to break up with you. So regardless, since I love him, I want to be open to his kinks. So I did end up giving it a go, which was hands wow. down. So she just gave it a go. She was like, I'll still have a go. Which was hands down one of the wildest things I've ever done.
Wow, good for you.
Nothing special, but glad I tried it and hoped we'd be able to put it to bed. Uh-oh.
Okay. I mean, good for you.
However, it's still a desire he brings up all the time and even dreams about.
Oh my god.
He has started to say I'm no fun and don't excite him anymore because I'm never up for doing it. Eh? What's going on now?
The tone shifted now.
Well, because this is annoying me now. Mm. You gave it a go. You had loads of fun. You made him all jealous. Now he's dreaming about also, wanting you to do it more and more, is it?
It's a very big ask.
It's a big ask. I'm sorry.
Huge.
It's number one, it's not very safe.
No.
So he's putting you in a risk.
Yes.
I don't know who this guy could be.
Right.
He's requesting you to go off.
Not the most
on.
Responsible.
It's not the most responsible thing for your boyfriend who should look after you and take care of you to want you to do. So number one, that's annoying me that he's getting now angry at you that you're not out every week and sleeping with different guys to make excite him.
Right.
I'm actually getting quite angry.
It's a very big
it's a big
ask.
And you are very willing and open to do it that one time.
Right. And I respect that. Like,
me
you
too.
Know, some people have the attitude of, I'll try anything once.
100%.
And you've done that right. now and you've tried it. And you did that out of a place of almost, as strange as it is, it's like love for your boyfriend, being like, well, I want to please him.
Of course.
Like, we're long distance. I'm going to try and make this work.
And you tried it. You did
and
it.
You tried it.
And it was really fun. Mm. You were like, it was wild. God,
positive
is that
experience.
My comfort zone? Positive experience. Enjoy that, boyfriend.
Yeah, that'll keep you going for a while.
But, like, I can't be doing that
every week.
Every week. It's not realistic. It's not realistic to anyone.
I don't like that his tone has now changed. No. That because you're not willing to do it regularly.
Right, because she said, as it's still his desire, he brings it up all the time.
Wow.
And he started to say, I'm no fun. That's annoying me.
No, that's not.
Don't you
that's
dare
not fair.
Tell me I'm no fun.
That's not
when
fair.
You. That's not fair. That doesn't quantify me being fun or not.
No,
at all. I'm a really fun person, actually.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Just right, and that I don't excite him anymore. Right, go find someone. Mm. Go be single.
But also, it's not my responsibility.
Ability. No, don't.
Do
put
you
this
excite me?
On
what
me?
Are you doing to right. excite me?
Because I didn't really want to do it the first time.
Right.
You know, but I did it because I was being open and wanted to make you happy. Mm. And I had fun. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad I did it. I did it willingly.
Don't want to do it again.
But
though.
I've said I don't really want to do it again. Right. Mm. She goes on to say,
it's not her kink. It's not her
right.
thing. Like,
right. It's
she's a monogamous.
Kink.
She's
and
someone who
it.
Likes a monogamous
right.
relationship.
And I did it. Now you're saying I don't excite you anymore. Mm. Okay, well, I think you've got to find someone else.
Right.
Like, because I'd be like, right, well, this is obviously going to be our issue in this relationship.
We're
now.
Obviously not compatible.
Right. I don't really have as high a sex drive as he does and still get quite anxious and icky feelings at the thought of sleeping with someone else. Right.
Rightly so.
It shows that you gave it a go. Mm. You're not willing to do it all the time like he's wanting you to do because he keeps bringing it up all the time, like you say. Not to mention, there's probably not a single person other than my boyfriend who I fancy enough to actually want to sleep with them.
Right. You're right. very in love with your boyfriend.
Exactly.
Your boyfriend's the only boy in the world.
Right.
And you think he's great.
I understand if you... See, it's different to an open relationship.
Of course.
In an open relationship, both parties come to an agreement that we're, you know, together, but this is an open relationship. You can do whatever you want and I can do whatever you want. And it's an agreement between the two that makes each other happy because it's going to make their relationship better. Mm. Whereas in this instance, he's the one wanting you to go out and do all this stuff. Yeah, you tried it one time. Brilliant. It was super fun.
But it's just
crazy.
Too far out of your comfort
but
zone.
But it's not, exactly. And you've not actually agreed to...
This could be a long-standing
this, right,
thing.
Right, you've not agreed to this being a part of your relationship forever.
Right.
But he's kind of expecting
you
it
thought
of
it was
you.
A one-time gig and you're
right.
like, right, I've done it now.
Right.
That's it.
It immediately makes me incredibly anxious whenever he mentions how I should go and hit someone up.
Oh my God. I don't like
it.
It's almost God. Like,
yeah, it
why
made me
are you pressuring
too.
Me? It like, make... you're my boyfriend. Why are you pressuring
right.
me?
You shouldn't be pressuring me to do anything. I
right.
don't want to do. You should be I like, you should bring, you can bring, fair enough, bringing it up. I'd love, and you say no, it's like, I respect that decision. Let's change the conversation topic right, now. Because I respect subject. That you don't want to do it again. And that's it. That's a respectful relationship. Mm-hmm. That's how it should work. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like I should play along so I don't bore him and disappoint him. No, fuck that.
What are you, an entertainer?
No.
That's just so not that your we job. Don't,
just so that he doesn't say you're no fun anymore.
Excuse me? What's he doing to keep you excited and keep fun? Keep me excited. Come entertain me.
Come to Spain and see me.
Right.
Especially since he said yes to... Especially since he said yesterday how a girl sent him nudes and asked him to come over. So now that's an added worry.
I'm sorry.
So he's bringing this up to you, trying to make you jealous because this is his kink
this
thing,
is
right?
thing about jealousy and control.
But now you're getting scared that your boyfriend's going to go out and sleep with someone else, and you don't want that worry.
But I'm sorry. Why are you in a position where a girl's sending you nudes? Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? It should be in your DMs.
Right.
Why are you opening these DMs?
We're in a relationship.
Right. I can just feel him losing interest. I could just force
Let
myself...
Let him lose it.
Oh, no. Right. I could just force myself to give it another go in the hope that I get into it a bit more. Or should I put my foot down and say it's not going to happen?
Both feet down.
It all just does feel a bit dodgy and it's wearing me down a lot. So I could really use an outside perspective. Right. This is not you.
No.
I understand some people, this is probably really fun to them.
Yes.
This probably comes naturally
to
them. It's exciting. And I know there's probably people out there who would really, you know, enjoy
this.
Get
the thrill.
This is not you.
Yeah.
You've said it. You know, you love your boyfriend, yes, but this is not you. You tried it once. You tried to please. Now that's enough.
Mm.
In a relationship, you've got to say no, especially in this instance. It's not safe.
You don't feel comfortable doing it.
And that's
you should
it.
Never have to do something, like especially in the bedroom.
Especially in the bedroom,
that
so
you're
vulnerable.
Not comfortable with and that you don't want to do.
And the fact that he doesn't understand that you don't really feel comfortable getting stripped down naked with a stranger all the time just to make him happy. That shouldn't
when
be the
dynamic
here.
He's not even in the
country. Just so that he can get a bit of a thrill.
Right.
And then he's
Can't
trying
just
to...
watch some porn instead and leave me alone.
And then he's trying to row you up by saying,
you're boring.
This girl sent me nudes. You're boring.
Mm.
You don't excite me anymore. Do you know what you can do?
You fuck off.
You can fuck off because I'm not staying in a relationship.
No.
No one does... it's not normal, okay? And
your boyfriend or your girlfriend or the person that you're with should never make you feel like you're boring, you don't excite
sexually,
me.
Especially.
Right.
I think it's
never
really not on.
Be like, it can't, you're not making me happy.
No.
Even stuff like that, like it's not your responsibility.
It's very narcissistic. Like that, like you're not making me happy. You're not
doing
you,
that for
you,
me.
You. Mm. It's like, well, what can we work on together? Mm. Is it, what are we doing? What can we improve on? Not you're no fun. Actually you're no fun because I don't want to go and sleep with a guy.
Exactly.
But I've just not told you that because I want to make you happy.
You're being,
you know what
a dick,
I mean,
you're trying to pressure me into doing something that I actually don't want to do.
So I think,
like, you're being nasty.
Right.
Like, you're being
it's
cruel
nasty and cruel.
You're being like,
and I think, look, you've been together for a year, but I think you're just not compatible in this, in sexually.
No.
Obviously, I think, you know, he obviously needs to be fulfilled in different ways.
He sounds like an open relationship kind of guy.
He does. And I think he needs to find a girl who is comfortable to be in an open relationship with him so that he can explore being sexual elsewhere. And so can she.
Mm.
And they can still be together. I think that's the kind of relationship he needs. Not a girl who likes to be monogamous, which is you. And you've
it's
given
just
it a
not
go.
Compatible.
And that's it. I think, look, you don't live in the same country. I think you're
it's
a good
time,
time
to call it quits.
To end it, I think. Because I think even if you had a conversation with him and was like, look, it's not for me. I really don't feel comfortable doing it anymore. I just don't feel like he's going to understand.
I do.
And I feel like he'll keep making these snarky
because
comments.
I think then he would go back and be like, well, if you really loved me, you would do
that
it for me.
That is so manipulative.
Exactly.
And gaslighting.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what he would say.
He would be like, well, if you wanted to make me happy, you obviously don't care about me, but you still love me.
If you cared about me, you do it.
Exactly.
Are you joking?
Exactly. That's what you're going to get back from him.
So I think... wake up call. We're not compatible.
Get out.
He's not for us. We gave
also,
it a go. That's
not
it.
Not a loving, respectful guy by the sounds of it.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all. I don't think so.
No.
Like, No, it sounds like it's all about the sex and all about this sexual excitement, which
I get. Also, it sounds like all the pressure's on me,
right? It's my responsibility to make to keep this relationship going by me sleeping with other guys. It's not reasonable, and it's not how a normal relationship.
It's very one-sided.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, so
it's very like him. He's just gonna sit back.
It's like he's the king of the castle.
And tell me what to do.
You've got to do this, this, and this. Yeah. But what if I say I don't want to do it? He's gonna get all angry at me.
Exactly.
No, that's not how it works. Okay, no. If you don't want to do something and your partner gets angry.
No,
it's not how it works.
I'm not having that.
No. No. Goodness me.
I've never heard that type of dilemma before.
It's the way he's getting angry for me.
Me too.
I understand this is kink. And if you're open to it, great. Compatible.
Great.
If you're compatible in that. But it's the way he's getting angry. I don't like it.
Because you're just
trying
compatible.
To put you down. You're no fun. That is
but
so
But also the fact
nasty.
That she tried it.
Yes.
And then, and for him not to like love
appreciate,
it.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
For him to not appreciate that you really took yourself out of your comfort zone. Yeah,
to
she
do
had
that.
Fun. She had a good one night, but I'm not doing it again, Brian.
Baffling, hey?
Furious.
How did these
you know,
boys...
I really put myself out there and did that for you, you know, and I had a good time, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to do it again.
End of. End of story.
And if you're going to tell me you don't excite me, you're no fun.
Excuse me?
A girl sent me nudes.
What's that supposed to mean?
You could leave.
Right.
Anyway, let's finish.
Take the pictures with you.
Yeah. Save them to your phone then, I don't care.
Right. Screenshot them.
Yeah.
Print them out, I don't care.
Gosh.
You're not a boyfriend anymore.
Right, you're not. Right, exactly. You're single. I'm single.
Goodbye.
Fucking hell. Getting back, Kate.
Guys, that was a bit of a one to end on, wasn't it?
Please, never do anything sexually you don't want to do.
Never do anything you don't want to do,
never
especially
do
in the bedroom.
Do. You can say no.
I don't care if it's your boyfriend of 5 years.
Right.
Like,
right. I know saying no can be difficult at times, but fuck it. No. Right?
Everyone say it now.
No.
No.
I don't want to see that weird thing, Brian. Jesus.
Right, let's try and lift the spirits. Right. We'll get end on a quote.
Right.
Because we've been forgetting to end on our quotes.
Get out of
my phone's going to die. This is a sign to wrap this
Jesus.
Up. Let me try and find a quote. We've really been forgetting. And we used to do a quote every single episode. We're going to get back on our game, guys.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
All right, hit us.
We've got green flags for people in your life.
Oh, here we go.
We've got 9 here. Are we ready? Their presence is calming.
Calming is lovely.
They respect your opinion.
Oh.
They make you laugh.
Respect.
They listen without judgment. They are supportive.
Brian needs to take a leaf out of this.
They respect your needs.
Yep.
They honor your boundaries.
Exactly. Respecting Remember that needs, one? But honoring boundaries.
They make effort. And they make you feel valued.
There we go.
And they are green flags that we should all be looking for people in our life. Lovely.
Brian,
remember
definitely
those ones?
Needs to take a leaf out of that book.
Also the bridesmaids. Like, is this friend a green flag? 100%. Think about it.
100%. 100%.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We're back same place, same time next week.
Every Wednesday.
You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and TikTok, which is the same.
Yay. Love Have a good week, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.